Now we are at section A, and here are the first two measures. Let's take a look at the left hand first because it's relatively simple. It's using a lot of the same components that we had in the intro, except that it's not stretching up to that G. So we're playing the E flat, two below middle C with the fifth, B flat above that with the second, E flat above that with the first, back to B flat with the second, E flat with the first, B flat, E flat with the first, back to the B flat. So listen to it again. Now, we will have only one measure of this. For measure two, we will just move down and do the same thing using C's and G's. So this is the C, two below middle C with the fifth, the G above that with the second, and then the C above that with the first. It's the same pattern. Listen. So that's the C under the fifth, G under the second, C under the first, back to G, C under the first, back to the G, C under the first, back to the G, and that will be measure two. So let's add the right hand into measure one. Right hand, we're starting on a G and an E flat. And this is the G below middle C with our first, and the E flat above that, which should be the E flat right above middle C with our fourth. This will play along with the left hand's first E flat, two below middle C with the fifth. This hits together, the pedal goes up and down. Then left hand, play the B flat under your second. And then when you play the E-flat under your first, right hand, I want you to play your G and E-flat again. Then left hand, play the B-flat under your second. Come back to the E-flat under your first, right hand, play your G and E-flat again with that. Then left hand, play the B-flat under your second. And then left hand, come back to the E-flat under your first. And with this, right hand, I want you to shift to the right just one note. We need A-flat and F. So what's happening here, right hand, is you're playing the A-flat below middle C with your first, and the F above that with your fifth, while the left hand's playing the E-flat under its first. Then when the left hand goes back to the B-flat under its second, right hand, you're going to have to move down to F and D. This is the F below middle C with your first, and the D above that with your fourth. This is hitting with the left hand's B-flat. I'm really working the pedal on these last three events in the right hand because I don't want them all blending together. I can keep the pedal down here, all through here. But right here, as soon as I hit this, pedal up and down, pedal up and down. Because those are two different chords that are going on in that right hand. And they will clash with that G and E flat if I don't pick up the pedal to kill the sustain from the previous chords. So in those last two chords that right hand is playing, the A flat and F, along the left hand's E flat, the pedal goes up and down. And then when I go to the F and D, and the left hand plays the B flat, pedal up and down. So here's just measure one again. So you can hear that pedal, what it's doing there. Now let's take a look at measure two.